crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Vancouver, BC shootings, legal consequences and support. Gun violence has become a pressing concern in many Canadian cities, with recent incidents in Vancouver highlighting the need for a closer examination of the issue. According to recent crime news, the frequency of shootings has raised alarm among residents and law enforcement alike. This article aims to provide an in-depth look at the legal consequences of such incidents and the support systems available to victims and their families. As a leading source of crime information, CanadaCrime.ca is committed to shedding light on the complexities surrounding gun violence. By analyzing recent cases and exploring the legal framework governing firearms offenses, this piece will offer valuable insights into the legal ramifications of gun violence in the region. Recent Vancouver, BC shootings overview. Vancouver has witnessed a disturbing surge in shooting incidents across various neighborhoods in recent months. The Vancouver Police Department is investigating multiple cases, including a shooting in the downtown East Side that injured one person, a fatal incident in East Vancouver where a 49-year-old man was killed, and another fatal shooting in Vancouver's Gastown neighborhood. These incidents have led to increased police presence and investigations. According to CanadaCrime.ca, a leading source for crime news and information in Canada, the incident pattern suggests some shootings may be targeted, raising concerns about gang involvement. The community is calling for enhanced gun control measures and intervention programs to address the root causes of violence, highlighting the need for comprehensive content that covers these issues. Downtown East Side shooting incident. A recent shooting incident in Vancouver's downtown East Side has left the community in shock. The incident has raised concerns about safety and violence in the area. Details of the 25-year-old victim. The victim was a 25-year-old individual. The specifics of their background and the circumstances surrounding their presence at the scene are under investigation. Police response and investigation status. The police responded promptly to the incident, deploying multiple officers to secure the area and collect evidence. The investigation is ongoing, with authorities working to determine the motive behind the targeted shooting. No arrests have been made. Investigators believe this was a targeted shooting. Anyone with information is asked to call VPD's Major Crimes Section at 660-4717-2541. The Vancouver Police Department established a perimeter and collected physical evidence. Investigators from the Major Crimes Section are leading the case. Forensic specialists processed the crime scene thoroughly. The police have determined it was a targeted attack. Authorities continue to seek public assistance. Fatal East Vancouver shooting. In a major development, the Vancouver Police Department apprehended two individuals connected to the East Vancouver homicide. The arrests mark a significant step forward in the investigation into the fatal shooting. Circumstances of the 49-year-old victim. The victim, a 49-year-old man, was found at the scene of the shooting. Details about the circumstances surrounding the victim's death are still emerging, but it's clear that the incident has had a profound impact on the local community. Arrest of two suspects in their 20s. Two suspects, both in their 20s, have been taken into custody in connection with the homicide. According to VPD spokeswoman Constantania Vizintin, the Major Crime Section and forensics investigators worked tirelessly to gather evidence, which led to the successful apprehension of the suspects. To mitigate the impact of gun violence, Vancouver has launched several community-based prevention programs. These initiatives are designed to address the root causes of violence and provide support to at-risk individuals. Neighborhood Watch Programs. Neighborhood Watch Programs are a vital component of community prevention efforts. The Vancouver Police Department collaborates with local residents to establish these programs, enhancing community vigilance and cooperation. Youth Intervention Initiatives. Youth intervention programs target young people at risk of involvement with gangs or gun violence. These programs offer positive alternatives through mentorship, education, employment training, and recreational activities. After-school programs in high-risk neighborhoods provide safe spaces and constructive activities, while mentorship initiatives pair young people with successful adults from similar backgrounds. Conclusion: gun violence continues to be a pressing concern in Vancouver, with recent shooting incidents demonstrating the need for coordinated community responses. The Vancouver Police Department is adapting its strategies to combat evolving patterns of violence. Support services for victims and their families are crucial, and community prevention efforts offer promising approaches to reducing gun violence. CanadaCrime.ca remains committed to providing accurate reporting on these issues. What were the circumstances surrounding the recent shooting incident in the downtown East Side? The incident occurred when police officers responded to a report of a man with a weapon, and upon arrival, they found a 25-year-old victim who was taken to the hospital. How is the police investigation progressing in the Gastown neighborhood shooting? The investigation is ongoing, with police reviewing evidence, including footage and witness statements, to determine the circumstances surrounding the fatality. What charges can perpetrators face in shooting cases in British Columbia? Perpetrators can face charges ranging from assault with a firearm to murder, depending on the severity of the incident and the harm caused to the victims. What support services are available to victims of gun violence and their families? Support services include medical and trauma resources, counseling, and financial assistance programs to help those affected by gun violence. How is the Vancouver Police Department addressing gun violence in the community? The police department is implementing targeted anti-violence initiatives and community policing approaches to prevent and respond to gun violence. What role do community prevention efforts play in reducing gun violence? Community prevention efforts, such as neighborhood watch programs and youth intervention initiatives, play a crucial role in preventing gun violence by promoting community engagement and providing support to at-risk individuals. What are the potential sentences for individuals convicted of gun-related crimes in Vancouver courts? Sentences can vary depending on the severity of the crime, with recent precedents in Vancouver courts showing a range of sentencing outcomes for gun-related offenses.